The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tonight, a big night in South Carolina. A lot of people, not just Democrats. Again, I feel very uncomfortable leaving them in the Charleston area unaccompanied. So I'm down kind of keeping an eye on them. Mark Leiter, Trump 2020 Director of Strategic Communications. He's in Charleston as well, I understand. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. We can't just let them go, you know, unanswered and have ownership of the town, right?
That is for sure, Mark. I mean, you know, it could be very dangerous.
Here at the Trump campaign, we don't do anything small, so we're not going to give anybody free airtime.
well, and you guys, you have a big event coming up soon, too, here in the Charleston area.
Absolutely. The President of the United States is coming in on Friday, and if it's anything like all of our other rallies, you know, we'll get 4 to 5 times the number of people signing up for tickets to see the President than the arena will hold. People will be camping out, you know, a day or two in advance to get in line. It is such a remarkable sight to behold, when you can go, and it doesn't matter where he does it. We set a record for us, which is saying something, with 180,000 people requesting tickets to an arena in deep blue New Jersey.
That seated 9,000 people.
And it was in winter, and they were camped out in New Hampshire. They were camped out in Colorado. I was out in Vegas last week when the President was out there. I mean, it's just remarkable to see the outpouring of support that people have across this country for our President.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. You know, I've been around this for a long, long time. And if I hadn't seen it myself, it would be kind of hard to believe. But I've been to a number of your rallies over the past few years. I was down in Orlando when you guys kicked things off. And, you know, they're a couple of days early, and you're right. People literally had pitched their tents out on the sidewalks, camping out to try to get into that arena down in Orlando.
I mean, it's really remarkable when you think about it, too, because, you know, while we have people camping out and setting up tents on sidewalks to see the President of the United States and celebrate America's comeback, you know, you go to most of these liberal cities and they're setting up and living in tents on the sidewalks. I mean, it's such a difference, and it's a very stark reminder that, you know, that freedom works, this economy is booming, and failed liberal policies are just not the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So tonight, Mark, here in Charleston, South Carolina, my home state, Democrats are going to take the stage. What are you expecting to see? Is this going to be a repeat of, they got kind of testy last week in Nevada. Are we going to see that again?
I think we will. I mean, and it looks to be, although it looks like they're going to have a different target, as opposed to last week when they were trying to take out Mike Bloomberg, who's trying to buy the nomination and not actually work for it. Now it seems like they've all set their sights on Bernie Sanders, and it looks like they're going to take the gloves off tonight. And it's really scaring a lot of Democrats that they have a self-avowed socialist, communist sympathizer who is now leading the Democrat Party. But what they don't get is that he's been leading the Democrat Party for a number of years. I mean, his proposals, his policy ideas are what the mainstream Democrats, if you want to call them that, are actually campaigning on, taking away people's private health care and free for everything for everyone with no way to pay for it, trillions of dollars and the green raw deal and tax increases. I mean, his far leftist socialist policies are now the main center of attention and the policy focuses of all the Democrats, regardless of what kind of label you put on them.
Yeah, it really is hard to believe. With me this morning, Mark Leiter, Trump 2020 Director of Strategic Communications. We're both in Charleston, where tonight the Democrats will take the stage. You know, I never dreamed, Mark, that someone like a Bernie Sanders could win here in my home state of South Carolina. I'm a lifelong South Carolinian, but it's quite possible on Saturday.
it does look possible. And if nothing, he's going to absolutely be right up there, either first or second, which is really, saying something about, this is you're watching the slow spiral to irrelevancy of Joe Biden. Yes. Even though, he called it his firewall, then he denied it on CBS that he called it his firewall. And they pointed out that it is, he did consider South Carolina his firewall. And half the time, he doesn't even really know what's going on right now. I saw this morning that he's telling this new story about being arrested, trying to see Nelson Mandela. And even the Washington Post, of all people, gave him four Pinocchios on this outright lie. I'm not sure what it is that we're watching, but, there was probably a reason why Obama said that told Joe he didn't have to do this. And I think we're seeing it play out.
Did he say you don't have to do this, or did he say please don't do this?
So it'll be very interesting as they head into their primary here on Saturday. Obviously, if Biden doesn't come away with a massive victory, I think it's done for him, and it's probably done for him anyway. It looks like Bernie Sanders is going to be the nominee. It's not a fit done yet, but now the Democrats are really trying to do what they can to take it away from him again. So it's like Groundhog Day here in 2016 to 2020, where they're just going to try to do anything they can to keep Bernie Sanders from being the nominee. And meanwhile, we just sit back and we're just going to watch it all unfold.
what does Trump 2020 think of a Bernie Sanders as a possible opponent?
Well, right now it looks like he is the likely opponent, but we're prepared for all of them. And, we'll make the case and we'll make a very powerful and easy case to the American people. You look at this economy where it doesn't matter whether you are white or black, male or female, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or otherwise. Lack of a high school education, incarcerated, everyone is succeeding in this economy. Lowest unemployment rates, paychecks going up. And then you contrast that with Bernie, who wants to actually nationalize many of our major industries. He wants to nationalize the energy industry and eliminate it. He wants to nationalize the health insurance industry and put everybody in government health care, take away senior citizens' Medicare Advantage plans. These are crazy policies, and they're even making Barack Obama look moderate.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's doing something. Mark Leiter, Trump 2020 Director of Strategic Communications. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your Tuesday morning with us. Hey, be safe down here in Charleston, South Carolina, and good luck with the rally on Friday. That's going to be an exciting time for a lot of folks in South Carolina.
It should be a great one, and for folks who are signing up to go, I'll just give you a simple piece of advice. Mm-hmm. President Trump makes many things in America great again. Traffic isn't one of them, except for him. So get in line early.
Mark Leiter, I appreciate your time, my friend.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, have a great Tuesday.